It's a lot of shit, bro. And I mean, I understand you trying to make a point. It was, it's always, last time when Aiken wasn't here, they came up to Nehemiah, and it was...
It's that time again. Yeah. Ya la hora. You know, power hour. Oh, God.
Pull attention. After we introduce
you,
for
an hour, maybe more. You wash your ass.
Start it off right.
Everything you learn for your benefit. Line up on line is a requisite. Never take a deficit.
So, what again? If you're going to come back, if you leave,
from the way, you get an understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man. It's say what it say. Llave en el tiempo, entra para el templo, aprende del maestro con talento, la Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento, no te pierdas en doctrina como viento, estudia y ora y aplica, tiempo para Dios, ve, hace una cita, escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos y israelitas, oye cómo explica Israel unido en Cristo para la vida, nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour. Learn your family history, don't be a coward. Yeah, tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Yeah,
you need
to learn, it's the power hour. You learn hour.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour Plus. I am Deacon Yahshua.
Officer Shia.
Officer Ruvain.
Officer Tobias.
And we make up the pattern. No, I'm just
kidding. Fight your ass, plus. Niggas.
Wait, do that one more again. We got the sound bite?
Yeah, do it again.
Fight your ass, niggas.
We back. I'm a little disappointed. I had to break the continuity of the momentum, of the momentous elation of
the productivity.
Of the production of the eloquence of the hygienic instructional directional education.
Yes, the education.
I like it. That's deep, brother.
Play it again.
Wipe your ass, nigga.
That's basically what he was saying. That's basically what he was saying.
Plain and simple.
Yeah, man, I needed to fill in. All praises, shout out to Officer Jalez and the brothers from Austin.
Austin held it down.
Always on standby to fill it in.
Always.
Went in on the Mormonism. If y'all didn't see that episode, go show some love and check it out. It is on the IUIC Phoenix YouTube page.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, real quick, let's do a little housekeeping. Brothers and sisters, while you are watching this right now, why don't you go ahead and hit that share. Share that on your social, all right, on all the socials. Let's get the room filled in. We got another edifying episode. We got to continue on. Because here's my vision for the next. You see, we're gonna wind up. We're gonna do next week, and we might still be talking a little bit about this. Then we're gonna be out in the wilderness, and then when we come back, I figure that's a good way to just kind of keep going with the, go back into the hard men, hard times, create strong.
Yeah.
Like, this is all part of it, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So I figure we can kind of go back into those aspects of it, dealing with the masculinity and stuff like that, you know? So
yeah, we need to, need to do that.
Yeah. Oh, all praises. They ordered three of the beard oils. All praises. Man. I know. I'm wearing the bright and fresh today.
You got bright and fresh? I got distinguished.
Yeah. Oh, that distinguished is nice. That's smooth.
You
that's
got the
smooth.
Classic barbershop.
Oh, okay. You rocking the barbershop, bringing the, got the bomb, trying to keep it in check.
He's
trying to create volume.
Yeah, you see that Marv.
He got enough volume.
That Marv going on.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Hey. Right. And then you got Officer Ashaya.
And then it smells like guacamole and green tomatillos.
Yeah, jalapenos and shit.
I got the
tapatio.
Tapatio.
Smelling like
no,
tapatio.
I actually got coconut.
And that squat.
Oh, you
got the coconut?
Okay. Actually, look, now that he says it,
he's glistening.
I do see a little radiance down there.
See a little shine.
I do see a little radius in there. Oh, you're throwing it up?
Yeah, let's do
it. Let's talk about it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you could throw that up. Damn, looking polished.
For real, though.
Damn, throwing me back to my banker days.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
I used to like to have the little, see, I had the little indent there. And
yeah.
I used to like to tie it and have the little indent there.
You used to have a little 745 Beamer, huh?
Yeah.
Beamer, huh?
I never went with the 7 Series.
Okay.
Thing is smooth. That 7 Series is smooth. Now, show the eloquent gentleman.
Yeah.
No, why
did you Nah, this is what it is.
Show the eloquent gentleman.
But see, this is real life. Go back to the... Yeah, that's a struggle beer right there.
Yeah, listen.
He's struggling.
20% off. See, I was talking with the team in order, and they were like, yo, you know, everybody likes the kits. They still say the kits. I said, well, we still have the kits. I said, how? I said, 20% off when you buy three or more.
You customize your kit.
It's actually a little better than the kit.
That's right.
It's your custom kit.
That's right.
So we might need to word it that
custom
way.
Custom kits.
Custom kit.
Mm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, said his beer smell. Right. And I'm telling you, I told people, don't sleep on it.
Right.
You know, I know there's a lot of products out there. I know you got some brothers, and, you know, I'm not trying to crush nobody's little side hustle that they got.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people make their little oils at home and stuff. This thing was a labor of love. Like, I'm telling you, like, from now you can show this as I'm transitioning to my story.
Before and after.
You could show the before and after. I did everything. I did the minoxidil. I know some people are going to ask about that. Don't worry. That's coming. Hey, maybe in the wilderness. We'll walk on. We'll work on some of that. We got time.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You know, set up an RV. Maybe we'll do a little instructional
a little
or something like that. Right.
Right. You want to get that knocked out? Let's knock it out.
Right. Look, I'm telling y'all, I did the minoxidil thing and all of that. It exploded in growth when I started nourishing the hairs with the oils, the balms, and the butters. All right.
Mm-hmm.
It exploded. Yeah, we're going to talk about clothing today a little bit. We're going to talk about dress.
AD,
right?
And don't forget the consistency.
Right. Right. You got to mix that with the and faith. Most I want you to have a beard. Same way you can pray for a wife.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Pray for your beard.
Yeah, that was
Damn.
Heavy.
Yeah. Hey, and I want to say something. This is not just for people who got a struggle beard.
Right.
All right?
Right.
Some of y'all got dried
there
out.
You,
on. You think that just because your beard. Listen. This goes, don't be Mashibabeth. Can we get the scripture about Mashibabeth?
I call him Mashibabeth.
Mashibabeth. Right. Is it Samuel, I think?
Yeah.
Was it Samuel? Was he summoned and he didn't boil his beard or nothing?
Damn.
You know? You know?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Listen, the beard, this is why we have growth products and we have the regular oil. For when you got them. See, I don't use the growth oils no more. I've grown up. I've grown up. I've moved on to the big boy oils. All right, so you got to throw that on there. You got to. I got the coconut growth oil with the beard wash. All praises. Let me tell you, I washed my hair today with the Active for Men before the show.
Man, oh snap!
You know, keep the what I got. You know, holding on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you really have to go?
I got it right here.
You know, and then I put the beard wash, the bamboo tea.
Right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? Just kind of got that in there with a nice foaming action. And then I put the Bright and Fresh, because I said, you know, I'm feeling a little low energy. I said, the Bright and Fresh is going to brighten me up, give me a little boost to get through the show. All right? Right here. Right. So some brother's got the full beard. Bro, stop doing that scraggly beard, stabbing people.
Right. That's because they only put up your picture all the time, but it's not.
Right.
It's not just
growth.
Yeah, right.
Right.
It's not only for growth.
Right.
It's for if you have your beard as well,
listen,
take care of it.
Listen, this big boy stuff, this manly stuff, that's why it's called the manly badge of dignity.
You didn't find it?
When Mashibabeth is...
Second Samuel, but I'm trying to see.
Yeah, I got verse. Yeah. I got chapter 9.
19, verse
24.
Thank you. 19 and
24. Wash your ass.
The book of Second Samuel, chapter 19 and verse
24.
And Mephibosheth, the son of Saul, came down to meet the king and had neither dressed his feet nor trimmed his beard.
Damn. So it's telling you what, man? You got to be able to, you know, you got to, look, he was going in the presence of the king. But guess what? We in the presence of the king all the time.
That right. part.
Our Lord and Savior, the Black Messiah. All right?
That's right.
So you got to carry yourself kingly, right?
Right, right.
We call ourselves kings and priests. And we're gonna do a quick little marriage moment in a minute. Like I said, we're just doing the housekeeping. Wanted you to share on socials. Right? Wanted to remind you about the specials we got. We still got the kits. I know everybody like receiving their little oils
right.
and the bombs and all of that. We still got it. Now you can pick your own
right.
and use the code MBD20. Right?
That's it.
And there you go, you know? Right? So it says, and Mephibosheth, the son of Saul, right? Come on.
And had neither dressed his feet nor trimmed his beard.
Damn. He came there barefoot. I ain't going to talk about a brother that came to New York for the first time like that in some chancletas.
Yeah?
Chancletas.
Bite your ass, nigga.
Damn. Everybody was getting on him. He just came up with the chancletas. He said he had neither dressed his feet nor trimmed his beard to show you that you can trim your beard.
Right.
You just don't mar your line, right?
So he had crusty toes.
Right. And sometimes you got to trim. You know, like, you'll have those extra hairs coming out. And trust me, I'm going to tell you all right now from experience. Those of us who had the struggle beard and is moving in the right direction, we don't want to cut nothing.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
You got
yeah.
that one
every
unruly.
Strand.
You'll have that one unruly hair out.
Mm-hmm.
That's growth.
And you're like, I'm not trying to cut that.
Right.
But what you got to do, the whole process, right, as you're using your oils and taking mm-hmm. care of it, you got to trim a little bit, right? So, like, you know, those ends that are messed up. And then, of course, if you weren't using a horn comb,
right,
you were splitting those hairs even more, and that's why you're not getting that extra growth, because those hairs, so that horn comb is going to close some of those where you might not have to trim,
mm-hmm.
right? And you know, you got to trim it up, right? Come on.
Nor washed his clothes.
Right, we went over that with Damn. The where we spoke about in Deuteronomy, where if you stunk, mm-hmm. you had to be put out the camp,
mm-hmm. right?
Right, and it talk about from by night, meaning because mm-hmm. you was working all day and you have a dirty ass,
you were stinking,
mm-hmm. right? And you needed
wipe
to wipe
your
it.
Ass, nigga.
Right. Yeah, that right. part.
Go ahead, come on.
From the day the king departed until the day he came again in peace.
Right. So you know what I'm saying? You got to clean yourself up. You got to keep it. Listen, that's part of it. That's part of it. All right. Also, brothers and sisters, let's not forget the Booster Club. All right.
That's
donate.
Right.
IURC.fundraising@IsraelUnite.org.
Mm-hmm.
IURC.fundraising@IsraelUnite.org. All right. That's the that's streaming across the bottom of the screen all show. All right. You need to go ahead and make some donations there. We got big trips going on. We got big things going on as we continue to preach the gospel in the four corners of the earth.
That's right.
Hey, man, let's move into our marriage moments, right? So dealing – I'm going to work the marriage moments into the same topic, all
right?
Right. Okay? Right? I'm going to tell you, brothers, some of y'all – and I'm going to say it because I saw it in the comment stream last week. Right?
Uh-oh. Bring it out.
Everybody, because listen, I get on the sisters when we talk about sisters and they say, what about the men? I saw people in the comments talking about sisters got to wash their ass too. Yes, they most certainly do.
Oh, God, please.
They have they have inner parts.
Yeah.
Ours
yeah.
hang out and they stink.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
They got inner parts.
Yeah, them inner workings is not working.
You know?
Right. Right.
Just kind of all
not working seemly,
you know, festering up
yeah.
in there. Mm. All right.
Percolate.
That needs to be refreshed. We understand that. But brothers, we weren't talking about sisters.
Yeah. Just take your L, man.
We talking about the men.
Bro, that's what right. women do, though. They deflect.
No, for real.
How y'all men over here deflecting?
The men were deflecting in the comments last week.
Damn. Oh, looking like
shame
you know
on y'all. Let's give them the shame.
Yeah.
Shame. We talking about cleaning your. We talking about what? Give me Kevin.
Wipe your ass, nigga.
We talking about
right.
wipe your ass.
No.
Right.
To the men, and they here deflecting onto the sisters. Same thing sisters
you
do when we get on them about the marriage
man.
Stuff.
That's crazy.
And say we don't talk about the.
You
men.
Know what? That sounds like a hit dog holler.
Yes, it does. It does.
Oh.
Right. right. So you know, listen. Well, everybody loves that sound bite. All right, listen. So, brothers, some of y'all are out there, and you talking about this the same brothers that was commenting, talking about
mm-hmm.
the sisters.
Right.
Because they was offended because we telling them to wipe their ass.
Right.
Okay? This is you. Let's play the video. This is our marriage moments clip. Don't be this brother, brothers.
Y'all got it?
Y'all have a girl like
this. Yeah, we can't
see it. She got to have her nails done.
Stop,
we can't
stop,
see it.
Stop it.
We can't see it at all.
It's not over here. There you go.
Rewind.
Right. Listen good. Turn up the volume. Turn up the
and
volume.
Pay attention to the
Turn
socks.
Up the volume. Pay attention to the socks. Damn, I know a captain that socks be like that.
Damn,
oh,
don't do it, D. Don't do it, D.
I'm just going to say he's in the Northeast.
Damn.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Damn.
Oh, definitely. Gotta have a girl like
See, this. See, me? My bitch, she gotta have her nails done, her feet done.
I got a pause on this brother's
What's up
nails.
With this? his nails. What's up with his shirt, though?
He said, these were the brothers last week talking about the sister got to wash.
Right.
We going over cleanliness.
Right.
They said, see, she got to have her nails done. She got to have her clothes on.
Damn.
And you looking like this brother right
like
here.
Mephibosheth.
Right. Like Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth. Run it back to the beginning. Run it back. I got y'all, sisters.
Oh,
I got y'all. I'm equal opportunity.
Look at them.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody.
This brother is not partial at all.
I'm not partial at all.
Something that I've learned from him, he is
not
partial
at
all,
bro.
All praise. Let me tell you real quick, just a quick little sidebar flashback.
Can we get the dream music? What's up? What a sound by that?
I remember Deacon Asaph had pulled me aside. I might have been an officer of 50 at the time. And we were talking about something. And he brings up the scripture about not being partial in judgment. And he tells me, you've always rolled like this so far. Continue to roll that way. All right.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture says about not being partial in judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing has stayed with me to this day.
Mm.
You know,
we damn so.
It's
deep.
Not to say, I'm going to be candid with y'all, that I don't feel
right.
like favorable towards certain brothers and sisters.
Right, right.
But I always remember what he told me, and I remember that scripture. And when that rises up in me, listen, I put it like this. I don't want to say judgments ever feel bad because you're standing for God.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a burden of responsibility that goes with them when you got to do it to somebody that you kind of, you know,
have an affinity for.
Have an affinity for.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. I'm not partial. I'll make every one of y'all cry.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Or sweat.
Hey, what was that? Benson? Was that his new sound?
That was
no.
me. That was
oh,
me.
That was you? Oh,
that
I thought that was Benson with a new sound.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely sweat.
Anyway, so listen. I got your back, sisters. Them brothers that was out here is talking about, damn, man, I'm musty. They were not trying to own it. Talking about, man, my sister, she better be fine and dressed up, but I ain't going to wash my balls.
Right.
Damn, bro.
Damn. Run it back to the beginning. Right. Run it back. Come on.
Definitely.
You got to have a girl like
that. See, me, my bitch, she got to have her nails done, her feet done. I don't play that. I don't play that. I do not play that.
Oh, look, nails.
But he a nigga, though, so it really don't
matter.
Yeah,
I'm a nigga. It don't matter.
No, you a nigga. He a nigga.
But wait, your nails is dirty.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm a nigga, though. I'm a nigga.
Hey, listen, if you offended by any of this stuff, I'm the forewarning now, all right?
You'll
okay.
be all right.
I learned there's,
ass,
I learned there's
go
a...
Go sleep.
Yeah.
There's a brush.
Go sleep.
There's a nail brush. Like there's actually brushes you could use to wash your hands, too.
Yes. Well, I don't know if y'all know this, right? But when you wash your hands,
mm-hmm.
right, with soap and water,
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to have some soap and water cupped in your hand, and then you take your
take
nails
it,
like this
it,
to
yeah.
get the soap under the nails.
Yeah,
okay.
So I see a lot of people going into the bathroom, and they don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
I see this,
yeah.
but I don't see this.
Right?
And that's how you get that soap under the nails,
mm-hmm.
all right? He's on the video, though. Are you show? I'm trying to show them how to wash their hands the
you're,
right way.
You're killing.
Am I delayed?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Click live.
Oh, I got to click live. Okay, thank you. So you got to wash it under there, right?
Mm.
And y'all be forgetting the thumb, bro. Y'all need to be doing some of this right here because that thumb be all out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Thumbing it,
right?
Yo, we
hey,
learning new stuff.
And let me tell
bro.
You, when you wipe your ass.
Wipe your ass.
When you wipe your ass. Don't forget about this part of the hand that wipes.
Damn.
All right? Because that hits the cheek.
Ass, yeah. Oh, by God.
Look, right here.
We getting real technical right now.
The meat of the palm by the base of the thumb.
The meat of the palm by the base of the thumb.
Next time you wiping your behind, right? Because some of y'all be like, well, I didn't get no poop on my hand. I don't need to wash my hands.
Yeah, something splashed on you. Stop it.
No, stop.
This part right here. Is rubbing up against the butt cheek.
Right.
And if you were lefty, it's rubbing up against the left one.
Oh, my God.
And if you had a messy one, you know some of that poop went up on the butt cheek, on
you
the inner butt cheek.
You better
mud,
fix
butt.
It.
Bro,
wipe
I'm telling
your
y'all.
Ass, nigga.
Next time.
And wash your hands. Wipe your
next
hands.
Time,
wash your
next
hands.
Time you go, pay attention. You're going to see how this part of your hand always wiping up, touching up against the butt
they
cheek.
They're going to be like, damn, how he know that?
Yeah, man. Y'all got to clean that thing up. So get under the nails. Look, you get some soap, get a little, you know, get a little suds under here, get under the nails, and wipe the thumbs.
All right,
wipe your thumbs. Ass,
you're doing
nigga.
This. Look, your thumbs get any action?
Right.
When you doing this?
No,
your thumbs get any action?
No,
you have to get the thumbs.
Hey, that's
right?
When you get them brothers come out the bathroom
smelling
the hands.
You
got to
kind of get in here. You got to get here.
All the crevices.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
It's
right.
Level. It's levels to this.
We're learning new things. Hey, we're learning new things, bro.
All praises.
You're right. He said Jodeci and Boyz II Men. Oh, that's right. H-Town.
Oh, damn.
Oh, snap. You remember that?
Yeah, for real, though. For real,
He
though.
Said Jodeci and Boyz II Men. I know about H-Town, right?
Damn.
Color Me Bad was rocking in there,
he
too.
He don't know,
right?
Don't know about
you
it.
You know what I'm saying?
You
know
about
H-Town?
No, I know
Boyz II Men.
Somebody rocking, knocking. Yeah, okay.
Now give me that sweet love.
You got to hear it.
Mm. Yeah, that was it. H-Town. That was like their one-hit wonder. H-Town, I guess they're from Houston, right?
They are from Houston.
So. Yeah,
they are from Houston.
Uh-huh, right. That was like the little one-hit wonder. Shy?
Yes.
And if I...
Yeah.
That part right there. Yeah.
Right, you remember that, right?
Mm-hmm. You on one today.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Okay, run the video back.
You gotta have a girl like that. See, me, my bitch, she gotta have her nails done, her feet done. I don't play that. I do not play that.
Hold on. Your nails aren't even done.
Yeah, you said dirty.
But he a nigga, though, so it really don't
matter.
Yeah,
I'm a nigga. It don't matter.
Yeah. Oh, snap. Go ahead. Come on.
Tell me if your hair ain't done.
Oh, my God.
There are brothers amongst us that's rocking like this,
don't
brother.
Do it,
there are
D.
brothers amongst
oh
us that roll
God.
Like this, bro.
Damn.
Telling
with the
you.
Famine titty and everything.
They got the famine titty.
Damn.
They got the tapatio on
the
t-shirt.
Tapatio. God.
Damn. Or the Franks. Or the Franks Red Hot.
Oh, damn.
That's Kool-Aid.
Oh,
that's Kool-Aid right there.
You got the Kool-Aid powder on the
damn.
Joint.
It ain't no beats. So I can tell you that.
Go ahead. Play.
That's the simplest thing.
Oh
why
God.
Would I fuck with you? You can't
oh
do
God.
It. You feel me?
It'd be the simplest shit.
Why does it look like Officer Alkanon's brothers from Bakersfield?
Oh, God.
You terrible.
Damn. Wow.
Shout out to Steve. I love you, bro.
Bro.
Sorry,
bro.
He going to come see you if he's coming out
from
the wilderness.
For real, bro. He's going
to see you in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Hey, look. He's going to be like, yo, bro, let's go on a hike.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We'll never see you shy again.
Damn.
All right, peace. Go ahead, play it.
Oh, he got the back knee.
Josiah the King, the only thing holding on you is them holy.
Oh, bro.
Fight your ass, nigga.
Yo,
oh
and I'm going to tell you, they don't talk about the dress, but it's indirect. We're going to talk about the clothing today, too.
Man,
bro, don't go out your house in your pajamas, man.
Disrespect.
Right.
What is this? But we had a brother here that used to come all the time in his damn pajamas to everything. Man, you know what I'm talking about, Big Back.
Yeah.
Pajamas, bro.
It was a meet and greet. It was a meeting at Deacon's house. It was everything, bro.
Oh,
this brother,
PJs
and slip-ons and slippers.
PJs and slippers that were too small.
Oh,
too, exactly,
damn.
Too
my
small.
Goodness, bro. Go ahead, play it.
He said, I'm the cat.
To me, and the first thing I look at in a bitch, bro, I look at her teeth. She can't be missing no teeth, bro.
Bro, what?
Young off that bitch.
He said she can't be missing no teeth.
Damn.
Feet and toothless and all of that. My God. Oh, my goodness. Go ahead. Take it off the screen. Take it off the screen. That's my marriage moments right there. Brothers, stop it.
Get it right.
Stop it.
Brought to you by IUIC TV.
It is a joke. It's a skit on Insta. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke. All right? It's a skit on Insta. But it was the timing was on point.
Impeccable.
Who posted it? Who had posted it? I think it was
was
you, David? Nah, it might have been David that posted it. I don't know. Somebody posted it. Somebody posted it, and I sent it. They posted it in one of the regular groups, and I sent it to the Power Hour real quick because I said, damn. I said, and people was trying to get on. This ain't the – yes, sisters. You got nasty sisters, too.
Okay.
Don't know how to wash and take care of them. But I'm not talking about the sisters. I'm talking about the men.
Yeah. Because you leave from the front, brother.
I'm talking about the men, right? So we're going to listen to Kevin again, right? And we're going to talk a little bit about the clothing, right? Damn, there was something else I wanted to mention. Let me get my list, all right? I had a list.
Can we hear the sound bite again?
Yeah, put the sound bite.
Bite your ass, niggas.
In case you didn't hear it the 12th time.
Hold on. I had notes. Okay, health and hygiene show. That's right. Okay. So let's talk about the clothing. Let's let Kevin play real quick while I look up some of this. All right. Let's talk about that.
I was supposed to be. Men who wear clothes that are pressed get better results than men who are wearing clothes that are not pressed or wrinkled. Men whose shoes that are shined get better results than men whose shoes aren't shined or dusty. Men whose fingernails are nicely clipped and manicured get better results than guys whose hands are not or dirty.
Y'all comment for a second. I'm looking something up. Go ahead.
Oh, damn well. You the same way, man. You ever sit in somebody's car that just got it nice and detailed? I mean, nice and detailed.
Yeah, let me get Sirach 19.
There you go.
Verse 29.
There you go. Bring it out.
Just like your clothes have a spirit on them, depending on what you're wearing, how you look and how you present yourself does too. Go ahead.
The book of Sirach, chapter 19 and verse 29.
Read.
A man may be known by his look.
It said a man may be known by his look.
Oh, yep. I'm glad you got it because we was going to talk about that. Go ahead.
And one that hath understanding by his countenance when thou meetest him.
See, it said people know that you have understanding by your countenance. That goes into your confidence, how you present yourself, if you're boastful, if you're humble. Read.
A man's attire.
Uh-oh. A man's clothing.
And excessive laughter.
Uh-huh. Whether he's always laughing or if he has a grave appearance about himself. Go ahead.
And gait.
And the way he walks.
Show what he is.
That's right. So start from the beginning.
A man may be known by his look.
Right. Now, brothers, when y'all are out and about in the streets, make sure that you are presenting yourself as a king or as a god. Your clothes should be pressed. You should have enough self-respect to want to be at your highest appearance at all times. Go ahead.
A man may be known by his look,
uh-huh.
and one that hath understanding by his countenance
mm-hmm.
when thou meetest him.
Because people can get a sense about you, about what you stand for, just by how you dress. You know, whether your shoes are dirty, whether you got wrinkles in your clothes, whether you got crust in your beard, whether your hair isn't combed, not groomed properly. Go ahead.
A man's attire
mm-hmm.
and excessive laughter.
Right.
And gait.
Right.
Show what he is.
Right. People can even tell whether you're confident or not just by the way you walk, whether you walk with your with hunched over or you standing up straight with your chest out and your chin up looking like you're getting ready to take over the world.
That's right.
It's heavy. It says when thou meetest him, too. So first impressions do matter.
Right.
And you think, like you said, walking around with your head, your chest out, your
mm-hmm.
head up.
Right.
We're ambassadors for Christ. When you look
right.
at an ambassador for
right.
another nation.
This is not just about looking good
right.
to pull sisters.
That's right.
Some brothers, I know brothers who've gotten married and like, they, you know, maybe they were trying to lose weight before they didn't lose that much, but they lost some to make themselves a little more attractive.
Right.
And then we've gotten on them and talk about, yo, like clean yourself up, whatever. I'm married now. I don't need to worry about that.
Right.
It's not just about trying to pull. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like that's not it. It has to do with that whole presence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what you put forth. All right. You're talking about that you're a son of God. You're a king. I'm a god.
Right.
I'm a top G.
Right.
And you looking like the dude out there with the damn pajamas.
Mashibafef. Mm-hmm.
Right. Looking like Mashibafef. Right. No MBD in your beard.
No.
Oh, you see,
right.
the plug?
Plug that.
See the plug?
For
right?
real, though.
You know what I'm saying? And you ain't dressed right. Now, watch this real quick. Get read Sirach 19:30 again.
The book of Sirach, chapter 19.
I mean, read 29. Go ahead.
And verse 29.
Yeah.
A man may be known by his look.
And then jump to the first part of verse 30.
A man's attire.
Right. And then jump to what? The last part of 30.
Mm-hmm.
And gait show what he is.
Right. It shows what he is. A man. So look, It says a man's attire. It says and excessive lavender and gait. But it says a man's attire shows what he is. Mm-hmm. A man may be known by his look, all right? Mm-hmm. Watch this so you can understand why it says attire, okay? Because it's easily understood when you get Proverbs 7 and 10.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 7, verse 10.
Yeah.
And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot.
With the attire of what?
An harlot.
Why? Because it shows what she is. Your attire shows what you are. Mm. Here, it was understood that her, see, that's easy to understand.
Right.
Oh, she had the attire of a harlot. Well, guess what? You got the attire of a bum. That's all I wanted on that. You got the attire of a bum.
Yes.
All right, or whatever it is that you're walking around thinking that you are, then you're not walking around like a king or priest, like a godly person.
Right.
All right? I think a lot of time we think dress code and we think that it's just dealing with make sure you wear your fringes. And you're wearing fringes on a freaking holy shirt with Tapatio and Kool-Aid and ketchup on it.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't in the right spirit. That's not the right setup to be in. How are you representing your nation and your people that way?
Wipe your ass, nigga.
That's it. So you gotta stand for more than that. And there's, let me tell you something. There's some confidence that comes with that. I'm gonna give you an example. When you get your new garment for the Passover, we get the new colors.
Right.
And you throw that thing on, you feeling different.
Like a message.
God, you feeling fresh.
For real, though.
If you get it, you get it. You walking around. Look, we do the formal night. We do the royal night when we do these get-togethers sometimes. And a lot of people like to show out for that. Why? Because
it makes you
feel like, you know what I'm saying?
Like you are.
You're right.
Like you run the place.
Did you ring Jeeves?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So, prime example of that, you remember we did the show and we brought out a comment that the sister made at Passover, right? So she said, like, who are these? They think they walking around like kings. She saw that confidence that we were walking around with in our garments and our jewelry, fresh cut, beard looking right. So, yes, you know, your appearance does matter.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. There's degrees to it, right? Obviously, you dress up a little more. But, I mean, listen, I've been, you know, if I'm taking out the trash, you know what I'm saying? I might be out, you know, I'm walking out to the front taking the trash. You know, but I mean, even when I go to the gym, I'm not trying to go all crusty. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you're in public setting.
Yeah. Wash the boogers out your eye. Throw a little beard oil in my beard and whatnot.
A little deodorant.
Bro, I was throwing I was freshening up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm going to talk about because I want to talk about the deodorant real quick. All right. When I started doing the scents, I would throw the beard oil on. Mm-hmm. And my wife would be like, "Where you going? Thought you was going to the gym. Is somebody at the gym?" I said, "No, I actually don't really talk to anybody, you know."
Right.
I said, "If I do, it's the bros." You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I said, "I'm focused on my workout." But my point was, I was like, "Yo, I'm trying to not be, you know what I'm saying? I'm throwing, put a little something in the beard." Right.
Can I get some real quick?
Go ahead. Bring it out.
Get Romans 8 and 19 real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Because you look at it, we read a Deacon brought out something heavy and made the correlation between Proverbs and the harlot, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it's the same thing that it said in Sirach where it says a man may be known by his look and his attire shows what he is. Go ahead and read that.
This is the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God.
The entire creation is waiting for the sons of God to be able to manifest on earth. Your appearance is an outward manifestation of where you are spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Just like for the harlot. The harlot is a harlot spiritually before she looks like one.
Mm-hmm.
She had to think. It had to manifest that way, right?
That's right.
It's the same for the sons of God.
It becomes you.
It's who you are.
It becomes you. That dressing, that clothing becomes you. That
your attire.
Your attire becomes you. Your personality, the words, how you talk, how you maneuver. Just what he was saying when the garments come on royal knight.
Right.
You start walking like.
But the scriptures tell you that a man's attire show what he is.
Yes.
Right. It shows what you feel about yourself.
Right. So man, you gotta, you know, like. You got to represent, you know? So, I mean, even in my gym attire, I'm not going all crazy. Like, some people go all crazy out. You know, it's gym clothes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might slide by with something that look a little beat up because it's gym attire. But here's the other thing you got to think about with clothing. We're going to run Kevin back in a minute. Fit, right? Because I'm not talking about – I'm not going to talk about style because people are going to have – whatever style you like, That's fine.
Right.
But wear size appropriate stuff. Right.
Right.
And this is all going to, this all kind of goes together. Because I'm going to give you an example. Your stomach's too big, so you want to get a bigger shirt, right? But then maybe you're not tall enough for the bigger shirt.
Mm.
Damn.
Right.
So now
conundrum.
Now you got on pajamas.
So now you got now look like a nightgown, and then you like the 3-inch fringes,
right?
So then that makes the shirt look even longer.
Oh yeah,
you're looking like you're wearing a nightgown.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm up.
The nighty.
Now you look like
you got the Vicky Secrets on.
Right. So
damn.
It's like right. You could put right. So maybe right. So maybe your belly popping out. So you know if you're so worried about that, you know, so then there's just such a compounding effect that starts to happen in your attire, and you just
up?
Start to look sloppy because you don't want your famine titty to show.
Damn, for real,
right? And by
for
when
real.
I say famine titty, I'm talking about the titty to feed people in the famine,
right?
Come so you don't want the famine titty to show,
right?
And so now you're trying to get looser shirts, but, you know, you're probably not tall enough for the looser shirt. So now you got this long, loose thing that don't fit right. And I'm not saying be the opposite and wear schmediums.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Some of y'all
like to be schmediums. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you want to, maybe you got some shoulder definition or whatever, right? There's a way that you can get something that, what I'm saying is get something that works through the shape of what you got going on.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in banking, I remember this because I used to go buy suits, and this is how I found out about it. They call it portly suits, right?
Portly.
That's how they fit, huh?
So it was they had a little extra by the stomach for the people that had the big stomach,
right?
But everything else still fit. So you didn't need to go up a size. If you were like a 44, you know, regular, you would get that, but get it portly, and it had like a little extra, you know, to kind of...
For the pot belly.
For the pot belly and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, some of y'all look like your button, I don't know what your button did to you, is hanging on for dear life. It's like this, trying
damn,
to hold on.
One out.
You know what I'm saying? You're wearing a button-down shirt, and it's just
get
like...
Some help.
And it's just trying to... So they have things now for that sort of stuff, you know, so that you could do that. Some of y'all got... Your hips too big, trying to wear certain types of pants, and you know it's off because the pockets start to bunch up on the side and stuff like that.
Damn.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like it don't look right.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of there like,
hey.
So when I talk about clothing, right, I'm saying whatever your style is. Listen, I could dress up a T-shirt. Yeah, I wear a T-shirt and jeans. You know what I'm saying? And the footwear, we got to talk about that too, look a certain way.
Right.
And it'll actually look okay. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, damn, you know, somebody, because if you wear things that fit appropriately,
right?
And I'm not saying, look, you might be into real baggy. I'm not into the real crazy tight stuff. You got to find something that kind of goes, you know, that's kind of cyclical too with the times and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
I'll look back at stuff that I wore in high school and I'm like, damn,
the
that was the style.
Jeans, yeah, color.
But whatever it is and however you roll, make sure that it fits. Get the right size. You know what I'm saying? Get the right size.
And wear a belt.
Damn,
right,
wear a belt.
Get a belt.
Don't get a cheap belt, all right?
Right.
Splurge on a good leather belt. A good leather belt, I'm talking about a good one, probably no less than $40, $45.
Mm-hmm.
A good leather belt, right, that has some rigidity to it.
Yeah.
Some of y'all getting that bonded leather on some pressed cardboard.
Damn.
All right,
on the cardboard.
Or you're getting some cheap leather, the whole thing just stretch out.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You got a
that
nasty
pleather.
Belt, right?
Right.
The reversible ones that break.
Yeah.
Right. You know, it matters a little less now, but when you're tucking the shirt, your belt should match your shoes.
Right.
You know, if you're wearing something out, nobody's really looking, you get away with it. But still, get a quality belt. You should have at least two colors, a brown and a black.
That part.
And you can kind of get away with that. You know, don't got to match exactly. You have shades of black, you have shades of brown.
Mm-hmm.
Get a brown and a black, you know. Hey, and I got a tip for y'all. Get a slide belt.
There you go. Absolutely.
You know how, because let me tell you, it's going to, you're right?
please.
Go ahead, Jeeves.
I was just going to say, too, Dick, along with, like, the clothing, tailoring will also help you.
Right. You know? But, you know, there's a lot of brands now that do that.
Okay.
I'll give you an example. I won't buy it from them because Levi's makes a fit that's good for it. They have an athletic fit, Levi's. I don't have a perfect V. I have a little rotundness here, but you know I'm kind of wide shouldered, you know, so I gotta, and my legs, I try not to work them like crazy because they blow up, like my quads just get big real easy, and my weight, you know, like the waist proportion to the legs, it's like if I buy the smaller waist, it's not gonna fit in the legs. They have a measurement called hip and seat.
Okay.
In the pants, right? They sell certain pants that the seat, like some of y'all, it's not for you. You're wearing them skinny jean style,
right,
and you can't pull them up because, you know, your thighs and your hips is too big. Mm. Even the pants too, right? So I forgot which Levi is. It's like it's one of the five somethings that I buy that actually has a little more room in the seat because, you know, my legs and the butt. You know what I'm saying? I don't like it all pressed up in there.
Right, where it's tight.
Right? And I don't like it all tight where it's pressing on a thing. It's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. They have certain cuts and stuff like that that you can wear. So get the right cut of jean. Get the right cut of pant.
Right.
Right? Gosh, I'm not going to be all extensive. If you're short, you shouldn't cuff your pants. Makes you look shorter.
Yeah.
Right? Even if you think cuffing's the style,
mm-hmm.
a cuff's going to make you look shorter. All right? Certain styles you shouldn't wear. If you're short, don't wear shorts that's too far over the – you know, some people wear like the Bermuda shorts, they would call them. You're going to look like a hobbit.
Oh, them jams. What they call them, the jams?
Right,
they go down
right.
to your ankle?
You know, they have an inseam on shorts. They have a 7 and a 9-inch. 7 is still okay, and you look all right, 7-inch. And then if you're a little taller, whatever, you know, do the 9-inch, right? Comes down a little more below the knee and stuff like that. So there's a lot of little different things. You just got to educate yourself on it, right? And the dress of that stuff. A lot of it's just throwing stuff on. You don't get the right – even with your camp pants. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
They have different fits for that stuff, too.
Yeah. Right, right. Malek, you know, got some parachute pants.
Right, right, right. Don't the empty
don't,
hammer.
Don't
right,
be like Malek with his parachute pants.
Be like, can't touch.
No,
right. Bro,
you got the empty hammer. We have another.
It's mad funny. When I was in Guatemala, because everybody, I'm tall in Guatemala. Right.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah,
no,
I'm not, tall in Guatemala. Yeah, I'm tall in Guatemala.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
I'm tall in Guatemala.
I'll fix it. Thank
everybody's
you.
So short in Guatemala, and a lot of them like to wear the pants, but they don't wear the right. Like so,
yeah,
they,
no,
so they got like them? They got like the big parachute and then you know the taper.
Right.
So it's just hilarious when you see them like that.
What
but.
You said is heavy though, because a lot of us grew up and we didn't have the ability or the education to be able to know how to properly dress the different aspects of it. Right. We just kind of wore what was given to us.
Right.
A lot of us do hand-me-downs, but now that we're growing into knowledge, it says my peep. Get that Hosea 4:6. Real
there
quick.
Is a hey. While you get that, there was a. If we can find it, there was a teacher somewhere, and he was a Judite, and he had an after-school program where he was helping and teaching the young men how to properly dress and tie a tie. And you look at that, and it's like, dang, all praises. I'll tell you this. My father-in-law, shout out to Papa Houston, he's funny, but he dresses really nice. And I like how he dresses.
Yeah, listen, them skinny jeans, mm-mm.
I like how he dressed. I like brothers that dress with their suits on and they rock it. I envy that because they look nice, and I would like to dress like that on a more, not on every day, but more consistent.
Right,
that
right,
would be really
right.
nice. I would like that.
Right, exactly.
I was gonna curse.
Exactly. You got something you want to bring out?
Read that real
ahead.
Quick.
This is the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
And we know that the knowledge chiefly is God's laws, right? You got Malachi, what is it, 2:7?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just the knowledge of God's laws only, because once we come into the knowledge of God's laws and we discipline ourselves there spiritually, everything else comes with it. Our heritage was full, and we had a way that we dress and carried ourselves, the cleanliness that comes with holiness. Mm-hmm. They say godly. What is that saying? Godliness is next to cleanliness?
Right. Cleanliness is next to godliness is that saying they got, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's literally the cleanliness is a manifestation of what's going on spiritually internally.
Mm-hmm.
But read that again from the top.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
We lack the knowledge of the different ways that genes are actually built. A lot of us get hand-me-downs. We don't know these things. That's why it's good to do the research, ask questions. We were destroyed because we lacked the knowledge of how to properly wash our hands, how to clean ourselves, all these things. Read.
Because thou hast rejected knowledge.
The point is, when it comes out right now, don't let that shame of not knowing it be to the point where now you reject it through pride. Acknowledge what you don't know. Do more research. Ask questions. Continue to put yourself around men that are in the body that may have been exposed to these things, that may have had fathers that taught them these things. And that's how we take advantage of those fathers that are being fathers to the fatherless. Deacon Joshua.
Yo, it can be embarrassing when you learn something. Like we're talking about the nails. We're talking about the everything, right?
Wiping your ass.
Right. It can be embarrassing. But I like learning new things that I don't know. Hey, when you guys put me onto certain colognes, I'm like, dang, I like that.
Right.
Because it's just like more knowledge to me. And it's like, all right, that's stepping up my manliness level up to something
and
else.
That's putting,
that's it.
You put, and it's putting yourself around other masculine men. We could talk about these things,
yeah.
Point them out in each other and not feel some type of way. It
mm-hmm.
pushes us to be better together.
Iron sharpening iron.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. In all different perspectives.
Right.
Right. Listen, the topic is what? From lard ass to lord, right? So we're not just talking about, because you could be in shape or like not a lard ass. Maybe you're not in shape. That's a broad definition to be in shape. Sometimes people look okay and they got all types
and
of health things going
yeah.
on. Look, this is one site I like to use. It's called Sly Belts.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I mentioned the Sly Belt. I want to go back to that, give a little pointers. All
I have
right.
A question.
So, what's your question?
So, do you want to recommend a double-sided one or just by different separate?
No, you could. I just think, you know, why not have two, right?
Okay.
So they have different – this is one of the lower-end ones, but they're still pretty good. They have a more expensive one. Here's the thing with a slide belt. You cut it to size. It has the
mm-hmm.
inches, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't notice, let's say you wear a 34 pants, you need at least a 36 belt, all
mm-hmm.
right? Because if you wear a 34 pant, the belt's not going to close, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it depends. And maybe you could go as high as 38,
yeah,
38. But then you might have some extra
wow.
on
mm-hmm.
when you hook the belt. What I like about the slide belt is that, right, sometimes you eat, you know, it expands. You can loosen that bad boy up. You don't got to worry about rungs on it.
Mm.
It has little clicks,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's also not going to stretch the way a belt with
right.
a hook
time.
And loop would,
yeah.
right? Right.
Yeah.
So,
click.
And they have some nice ones here, different buckles you could get. I splurged on, then they even got one that I got that's like a little survival buckle.
Yeah,
it got
yeah,
a little
yeah.
knife.
Yeah, yeah.
It got a little flashlight in it, a little bottle opener and stuff
I got
like
an
that.
Engraved one, though.
He got,
yeah.
a, he got a utility belt.
That one's
yeah.
a little, that one's
a
little
more. Batman.
But they'll have like pure leather ones. They'll have some bonded leather ones. All right. But what's nice about this, right, look, the different belt buckles and stuff. And there's the black ones, right? There's the black belt. They have different belts. You can even engrave the buckle if you want.
Mm-hmm.
But the slide belts are nice because they kind of click in and out.
Mm.
And so as you fluctuate
mm-hmm.
in weight loss or whatever, you know, you can deal with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it won't jack your belt up as much. And, they come in different sizes. They're nice. They're nice. I remember I lent one to Deacon Isaac, and he's yet to give it back. So I just bought another one. I'd let him have it.
Uh-oh.
He probably.
Uh-oh.
I'm just waiting to see him wearing it one day and be like, hey, you like the belt I lent you?
Looks
you
good.
Know?
Yeah.
It looks all right. I just Deacon Isaac, my brother, so I just. You know, I mean, I know we all brothers, but that's my dude. So
right.
I just said, okay, I'll let him have it.
Because
he took it. I was going to be like, yo, mail it back. And then I said, do all that. I'll just go buy another one. You
right,
know what I'm
right.
saying? So slide belt, just a little tip right there. Hey, and you know what? I want to look something else up. Go ahead. Y'all can keep talking as we're going through it. Or if you want to run Kevin back a little bit, I want to put something up to as I'm looking.
Hey,
at
I was going to say, you know, when you go jean shopping, spend some time in there. You know, if
try it on,
try it on,
right? Try it on. Spend some time, try on the different types, and figure out what works best for your body type.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have some brothers that try to wear cowboy boots with some skinny jeans. No, get boot cut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll try to get the skinnies and you fat. Don't do that.
I'm gonna send you guys something real quick. You ready, Dean?
Read that real quick.
This is the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6.
Freedom!
My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge.
We were destroyed because we lacked the knowledge of a lot of different aspects of life. But we got to be mindful. Now that we're coming back, the waters are rising. It's rising specifically in God's law and God's word first, but with that comes teachers. We have fathers now. We have men that we can look to that can give us advice and counsel. So it's important to really be mindful. When these things come out, we can't make the excuses because we don't have the knowledge or we didn't know it anymore. You got to ask questions. Put yourself out there. Acknowledge what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee.
That's what we don't want to happen, because God is going to start holding the nation to a whole nother standard. When people see an Israelite, they're going to be able to know the difference between the vessels that were gold, silver, precious stones, and those that are the stubble and the other aspects
right,
that are in
right.
there.
You want to be a lord. You're talking about you lord and this and that. I'm telling you, you start dressing a certain way, you start grooming yourself a certain way and stuff like that, it's going to make a big difference. It's going to make a big difference.
The way you dress is going to show what you are. And then the men that are spiritual are going to identify. You don't want to fall into the ones that because of how you look, you're saying we're judging off appearance. No, that's just the big, you could tell someone that's not keeping the commandments when they come up to you and say shalom, but they got no fringes on.
Yeah, but think about even when we're marching through the city streets of America. The type of persona that it puts on somebody, it hits you in your subconscious like, these men are gods.
Right.
These men are kings. Look, they're in order. Look how they dress. Look how they walk. Look how they carry themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't just, it shouldn't just be when you put on, your uniform.
Right.
It should be like that all the time. You should want to look like that all the time. Mm-hmm. When you in Walmart or whether you in a doggone business meeting, mm-hmm. whether you getting, you at the movies or you getting ready to go to an interview, you should carry yourself as the God that you are on earth 24/7.
That's it.
Hey, can we play this real quick about what you're going over about having teachers being able to trust new things and valuable lessons, day-to-day things? Yeah, we teach the scripture all the time, Bible, 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 here you go. But then we also got to teach how to maneuver in society on a day-to-day basis.
You got to teach how to apply it.
Yes. Yes, that's very important, yes. Go ahead.
You want to put it through the middle and kind of hit on this one side.
Before someone comes with, oh, but that's the European fashion, whatever. Mm. Listen, you try to go get a job,
right?
Mm-hmm. Wearing your garment.
Right.
And see if and you could say, oh, but they're not supposed to. No, they're not supposed to, but prove that that's the reason you didn't get the job.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Kind of
right. Let's stop overreaching. All right. The scripture says, "In want of all things," that means the fashion that we got now.
And be wise like a serpent.
Right. Use wisdom in those things. So I'm going to say this. I'm going to tell you, a lot of people are too much into that casual stuff. You show up with just a tie. You don't even got to have the suit. But if you have slack shirt and a tie to an interview, and I'm talking about even if that thing is at McDonald's, I'm wearing shirt and tie to the interview.
Right.
You move into the top.
It shows how serious you
as
are.
As a candidate.
It's the mindset.
Yeah.
But that's how much that a man's look and his gait.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other thing is you can't be – you're so used to you diddy bopping in there or whatever.
Right.
You got to walk in there like you own the room.
You walk in there confidence, chest out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look,
you
might have famine city, but guess what?
Yeah.
If you pop the chest out, you have good posture. Because you think that because you got famine city – I know, Fat Brothers. You think that because you got famine city, you're going to do this.
Yeah.
Right, so you start to walk like this show the man boob that you got going on.
Right,
but if you actually prop that thing out a little bit, walk with good posture, chest up, shoulders back, you know, head up.
Your spirit changes, bro.
Everything changes,
bro. Your mind, your personality.
Everything changes.
Yes.
All right, you roll in that way. Okay, you roll in that way. You'll be A-okay.
Right.
You're gonna be A-okay, but. You know, I'm telling you, so little things like learning a tie, man, I had to learn that before YouTube. I had to learn that thing from a book. I remember I had a men's health article that showed me how to tie the damn ties.
It's a heavy thing.
Yeah. I had to figure that thing out that way, you know?
Go ahead.
Play it. He wants to play it. Go ahead.
Dia, it's time of community together.
When you dress nice, you kind of empower yourself.
And for Waterbury native Victor Gonzalez, it all starts with a tie.
I really wanted to change people's perspective and rewrite the narrative of how they see us young men. I really want to empower them.
Victor, he really wanted to say young black men.
Right.
He didn't say it, but he really wanted to say it. They look at us different, but when we dress nicer and we carry ourselves different, it changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
Go back a little bit. That's what he really wanted
to say. We become more disarming.
Yes. Yes. Go ahead. Right there.
Us young men. I really want to empower them.
Victor founded the nonprofit Ties That Tie. He's been holding these events around Waterbury, teaching young men and women how to tie a tie.
And the kids' face, they have that accomplishment. I did a tie.
It's about more than dressing well. He hopes to inspire people to do good.
So I really want to empower people to really give back to the community that they live in and just, you know, just really love where you come from.
and it's already working. He says the community has been eager to help his cause.
All right. And I'm telling you, there's such a little nuanced things that you know, you again, you need people to teach you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a different era now. I didn't have a dad to teach me this stuff.
Right.
I had to learn it from like magazines and stuff like that. And then, you know, once I got in that sphere where we were kind of moving a certain way, you know, you pick up tips from other people, right. You know, different styles of shoes, you know, how to polish them and stuff. Let me tell you something, and we'll get back to shoes. But, you know, for example, you go to buy a shirt, you're so used to doing small, medium, large, but when you're buying a shirt like for this, you know, you got to know your neck size. You got to know your sleeve size.
Yep.
And then they have different fits. They have regular. Mm-hmm. They have athletic, right? Mm-hmm. Or fit. You know,
the cufflinks,
right?
Not the cufflinks
or not cufflinks, right? I mean, some people love it. I'm kind of sometimes I like cufflinks, sometimes mm-hmm. I don't. You know, mm-hmm. So you got the French cuffs. You have a Windsor now. You have a double Windsor.
Right.
Windsor you really wouldn't do on like a regular style. That's more for like the spread collar shirt, so it fills up more of the thing. If you have a very round face, you shouldn't wear spread collars. There's so many different things
that go into
that stuff that, like, you know, and some people say, whatever. But I'm telling you, it makes a difference. Like, for example, if you're fat, don't wear horizontal stripes. Damn.
Really?
It'll make you look fatter.
Out, yeah.
If you're short, wear vertical stripes. Make you look longer. Make you look taller.
What's heavy though is like these are things that we should know, but it's they're all taught by fathers, and most of us grow up in single parent households.
I know. Right.
Yo, I like going to him for a lot of things. I like going to him for, hey, teach me how to manage money. Teach me how to check my emotions when, bro, everything. This man is and then he embarrasses me and he tells me, hey, you suck. Yes, I do. Teach me. Yes. Yes, sir. Let me have another one.
Another.
Yes, sir.
But I know what that's like, you know? Like, I've always had a thirst for some knowledge, whatever it might be, whether it's academia, scripturally, or whatever it might be, because I didn't really have that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I have my grandfather, my Willow, was, you know, probably the father figure I had. And, you know, my stepfather, I learned some things from as well, just as far as work ethic and stuff. My mom really didn't let him kind of deal with us in that way as far as discipline and things like that. But, you know, I picked up things here and there. And then I had to kind of self-teach myself a lot of things. So it was a lot of trial and error. So if I could try to minimize that for somebody, then, you know, I'll try, you know. And then that the more now with the enlightenment of the scriptures, you know, you kind of bring all that together.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a big difference, right? I still want to jump back on clothes a little bit. But before we do that, because we kind of moved away from hygiene a little bit, I wanted to talk about deodorant because it overlaps with the health.
Wash your ass, Nick.
It overlaps with the health. And this is just a recommendation. So deodorants, by and large, that you buy, like your degree or whatever,
mm-hmm.
those are antiperspirants, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to stop you from sweating.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a natural process that you have, right, mm-hmm. to sweat, right?
Mm-hmm.
The sweat is not the problem. The problem is that you have different bacteria that mm-hmm. reside in your armpit and your groin areas than you do in the rest of your body, even on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Body odor, there's a lot that goes into it, but the primary thing that goes into body odor is whatever bacteria you're colonized with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that bacteria eats your sweat and then takes a poop, and that's what smells so bad when you do it, right? So the issue is to keep the bacteria in check, right? You want to keep it at a healthy level where it doesn't get crazy, all right? Now, food, hydration, certain levels of health, different things mm-hmm. contribute to body odor as well, right? Like right. if you meet an Elamite, their diet, right? They
Moab.
Have a strong, right? Moab has certain scents and stuff like that.
Spices.
The issue with antiperspirants, aside from heavy metals and things in an area that absorbs that very easily, is you're stopping the body's natural thing to sweat, right? So what happens is certain bacteria keep other bacteria in check. You wind up getting one of them out of balance with over-colonization or under-colonization. I recommend, and this is what and it takes an adjustment period. I'm going to tell you that. It takes an adjustment period. I know people will do things to mask the scent,
mm-hmm.
and you can do that if you want to. That's not an antiperspirant. That's called deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
You want to try to – but then you smell like sweat and lemons or something like that, right? I use this crystal thing, right? Okay, put it up on the screen, all right?
Check the telegram.
And it's basically a salt, all right? It says potassium alum, but there's no aluminum. You got to know the kind of names of –
So it says unscented.
Right.
So let me ask you this.
Can you show it on the screen? All right.
There you go.
It's a mineral deodorant stick, all right? It's unscented. And don't get the liquid ones. They don't work. A roll-on one that has liquid already, it doesn't work. You simply wet this underwater. You got to swipe it under the arm 20, 30 times, all right? Because you got to really
get it in there.
And it's not going to be like the antiperspirant that you use, that if you're stinky and you could just freshen it up.
Right.
You're going to have to wipe there, right, if you're trying to do like a quick freshen up or just wash your ass.
Right.
All right,
that part.
And then put it on. So you wet it and you put it. So it's, and I know it says aluminum chloride. It's not some man-made metal. It's a natural salt, okay? It's a natural salt. This thing, I used to have all types of issues under my arms until I switched to this.
Getting the bumps and stuff from the deodorant.
Yes, and then the shirts would get discolored, stained, and stuff like that.
That's why they would cake up.
What this does is, it still allows you to sweat, but the salts that are in it reduce the bacteria population under your arms in a healthy manner.
Right.
So here's the issue. If your body's used to antiperspirant, when you switch to this, it's going to be a little rough at first.
Right.
Yeah. You got to get used to it. You got to – I mean, I don't think I'm a stinky – I'm not saying I've never stunk, but I don't think anybody's smelled me, right? And I've been using this, like, for years,
right?
It will – you will smell a little something. It's more severe in the beginning as you switch and transition. This is just a recommendation. You don't got to do it.
So when you transition – and you start using this, and you're still gonna stink. You don't put
you might smell pretty bad at first still.
So don't put nothing else. Don't go back to the other one.
That's the thing. You can't go back to it. You got to let this run. And I'm telling you, within a few weeks, you will start to, because your body will go back to equilibrium.
Okay.
Right, with you being allowed to sweat and all that stuff like that. And what you're really doing is, instead of masking the scent, instead of stopping the sweat, you keep the bacteria in check in the amounts that it needs to be by a natural method.
Okay.
And it makes a difference. And here's the other thing. I'm about to save you all types of money, and now you could give so the Booster Club or get your MBD.
Yeah, for real, though.
One of these joints will last you a year.
Damn.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
So, and my question was, because you said you have to do it underwater. Do you do this in the shower?
No, I just wet the stone. It's a crystal stone.
Okay.
Like, it'll break if you drop it on the floor. It'll shatter.
Gotcha.
Don't use a shattered one. Then get another one.
Right.
All right? You wet it under the sink. And if it starts to dry out, because you don't want to be scraping your skin with it, wet it again. And like I said, you got it generously, 20, 30 times under each arm.
And is it like once a day, twice a day?
However often you want to use it.
Because you said it's going to be more. You're still going to have the musk in the beginning when you start.
You will. There's a transition because you're using antiperspirant. My thing got like all crazy for a second. Okay. Using antiperspirant and all that.
So more frequently in the beginning, and then you can.
Maybe more frequently. The thing is, if you're kind of dirty under there, it's not going to. So what you might want to do is just maybe take some wipes. Kind of wipe away your ass, nigga. I'm talking about you on the go.
Right.
Obviously, in absence of washing your ass. Washing your ass is the number one thing.
Right.
And then you can kind of throw it on there. And they even make a travel size, a little smaller one. You want to keep it with you.
Right.
And you just kind of wet it and throw it under there. And like I said, you got to understand the mechanism that it works. It kills the bacteria that's under your arm. Not fully, doesn't wipe it out, but it'll bring your body back to balance.
Right.
And I'm telling you, I've been using it for years, and it's cleared up all the issues I've had under the arms, right? I don't really have a funk like that. Now, if you're doing some heavy sweating and working out, that's going to happen. I mean, even antiperspirant's not going to stop that fully and stuff like
that. Right.
But in general, just you got to transition to it. And like I said, the only one that I found that works, don't do none of the other stuff. I mean, they might have some scented ones, but then it depends on how you feel about how you're going to react to those materials.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I use this plain one. You know, the kids, they get to a certain age, their hormones start working. Mm-hmm. Like, my son doesn't have underarm smell yet. He's still too young, right? That bacteria hasn't colonized on him yet. My daughter started to, and we put her on this, and world of difference.
Right.
World of difference. Mm. So, you know, they got charcoal tea tree. You can try it. I've never tried none of those. I don't know what's in them. I can't speak from my experience to that. But I use this, and you eliminate that issue of – and I'm telling you, one will last you a year, bro.
All right.
Wow.
One will last you a year. So you're not going to spend $8 for deodorant now?
$14 for the native.
Wow. Because
I
look at that.
Then it don't even last you that long. You're talking, what, a month?
Like I said, you're going to have to bear down.
Okay. Hunker down.
hunker down, and like you said, so maybe you know. And the best thing you could do is not cover it with scent, but take some wipes if you can't bathe.
You got the dude wipes.
Yeah, can you? You can
and
use the
wipe them. And then if you have it with you, just wet it under the
spackle
sink.
Spackle it on there real quick.
Spackle it back on.
Right. Hey, and you look at it, it says 19.
He said, don't do the week before Tabernacle. You got it. Yes.
Damn.
Damn. And low key, though, summer's over in Arizona. So this is the time after Tabernacle
is
to do the transition.
Right. See, someone says she used the Crystal brand too. Yeah, and they have other brands. Mm-hmm. And don't get fooled that it's just aluminum chloride and potassium alum. It's not what you think it is, all right? Like, it's not man-made aluminum and metals in the thing. It's literally a crystal. It's like a salt. So it's like a salt block. It's like a salt rock.
Right. The three pack is $20. If one of
that's
them,
3 years, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you, it's 3 years.
And one of them is $7-$8.
It's 3 years.
Yeah,
that's one for home, one on the go, and one to replace.
Yeah, and I got the travel size because it's a little easier to pack in my little travel bag.
Right.
And I use that.
I just got paid, man. Golly.
Yo, for real.
Oh, my God.
Right. So that right, and that's true. There's links between the deodorants and cancer and lymphoma. That's the travel size.
Okay,
yeah.
This is the travel size.
Yeah, my lymph nodes be.
It's not for everybody. It's not for everybody because some of y'all's gonna take you. Some of you got to do some other things. You got to drink more water.
Right.
You got to clean up your diet a little bit. Your pores, like you stink because you're sweating out the nasty food you eat. And I'm not saying you got to be perfectly always eating salads and everything else, but balance yourself out.
Right.
Right. Like balance your eating out. Balance yourself out. It's gonna help. I'm telling you, it works great. You just got to give it a chance. The transition's gonna be rough. Gonna be rough. You're gonna notice it.
Yeah.
Gonna
be rough. In the cart.
It's on the way
to
the house.
Yo,
right. We practice what we preach around here.
Yeah, bros. Taking notes.
Right. So that's just, and I say that from a health perspective because it's true. The metals,
the
and you don't want to stop the sweat. I'm going to tell you something else. Let's talk about shoes, right?
Let's talk about shoes.
You know, Judah loves shoes.
Bring it
for
out.
Real, though.
Israel.
Bro, oh my God.
First thing I want to tell you. Damn, I should have sent this.
Yo, they got this on they got this back on Sock. The needle.
Oh, the micro needle for the beard.
It was out of stock for a couple weeks.
Talking about the derma
roller.
Let me
post this.
Yeah, I was gonna say we need a MBD roller. We need an MBD roller.
Would be dope.
All right.
It's back in stock.
First, I'm gonna talk about funk on the shoes. All right, and then we'll talk about shoes and presentation and stuff like that. All right. Okay. People talking about putting the baby powder. There's a couple things that I use. I didn't put the other one. They sell these little deodorant balls.
Right. Yeah.
That you kind of open them or close them.
Mm-hmm.
You put them in your shoes.
Yes, sir.
I use them heavily for my workout shoes because my other shoes, I'm not really sweating that much in them. But the workout shoes, I'm sweating. This spray, this is the brand I use. They have other sprays. It's called Funkaway, right? Even I just recently got a newer pair of shoes. I mean, they're probably a couple weeks in at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And even new, I started spraying this in there,
okay.
Right? Because I'm using my gym shoes, right? Spray your shoes sometimes, okay?
Right.
Because, you know, first of all, you should be wearing socks.
Right.
That part. Because the socks help absorb the sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how body odor happens. The bacteria
mm-hmm.
that colonize your feet are different than what's on your face and
so
everything else.
So the brother that came in the MOV
with
no
socks
on.
That part right
that
there.
That smelled like molded cheese. That was bacteria.
He ran us out of the lobby with the bacteria.
Nigga. Diet contributes to that, like what he's eating, the type of foods and things like that, how much he's hydrated, what
right.
he drinks, right? But also his bacteria, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So socks, and, you know, I know they have these nice, you know, Lycra, spandex sock. You need something that got like maybe a little cotton blend in it or something like
something
that.
To absorb.
Because it absorbs the sweat, right?
Right.
And I noticed, look, they even got no-show socks now because I know certain styles you don't want the socks showing.
Right. Above
they got the no-show. They got little grippies on it. They got them for men. Women been onto it for a long time. They sell them for the women all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But in between, especially for the gym shoes, I spray this in the gym shoes before I put them away.
Will it work for the boots?
It supposed to work for any type of shoe, okay, right? And you spray based on the amount of funk you got in there.
I was going
to
say, so if the funk is predominantly
you
got to
kind of spray harder in there.
But it'll work.
Give it a good – yeah, it's going to help. I mean, you know, if your shoes is a little older and they've been like that a while, it's a little rougher to do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it'll work. The idea is to keep them dry as much as possible.
Right.
And it has a lot to do with, again, the bacteria. So there's things – you know, they have Manscaped has a foot deodorant, foot spray that you could put on there too.
Yeah, they expand.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You can take this crystal deodorant. I wouldn't use the same one on your arms that you use for your foot, but if you buy the 3-pack, like if you have real smelly feet,
mm-hmm,
wet it, rub it
and
on the underside
it. Mm-hmm.
of your feet, mm-hmm, right? Get a good coating on there, and it's going to start to help, but you got to be consistent with it.
Right.
And it's not going to make it smell nice, right? That's like when you spray air freshener in the toilet and it smells like crap and potpourri at the same time.
Crappery.
You like try to mask.
Yeah, it's the crappery.
Right. You can use the same crystal deodorant on your feet if you got some heavy foot issues, right? If you got some heavy foot issues and stuff like that too.
Can I just, because you said it helps dry it, right? I sent something to the chat if you guys could pull it up. This was actually recommended by my the Krav Maga instructor I go to now, right? But this is for the boots. He gave it to me for my gloves.
Oh, yeah. I use the they sell stuff for the gloves that has, like, powder in it.
Right.
And it keeps it absorbed. So, yeah, because the gloves be stinking.
Bad.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Yeah. If you go to a gym, do not use the gym's gloves.
Damn.
No.
People's hands, no, they stink.
Yeah, they're bad.
They stink. I did it one time when I was taking Muay Thai in New York, and I didn't have my gloves, and you know, so they sell stuff that you could put in the gloves too, because oh my goodness, it's horrible, bro.
Right.
And you're wearing that, and then it's stuck on your hand, and remember, it's bacteria related. So now that bacteria is moving onto your hand,
right?
Air bacteria.
And I don't know if you ever looked at bacteria under a microscope. They call it highly motile, right? Because when I was doing the dental hygiene, we learned about it. They you take a little swab, they'll make you brush your teeth, take a little swab of your gums, and then throw it under a microscope, and you still, and they'll do like a before and after, before you brush and after.
Right.
And when I say it's highly motile, they move. If you look at them under, you can probably look it up, bacteria under a microscope, and they got videos of it.
Right.
They move. So now you're looking at them move, and they move fast. Now, when you're looking at it magnified, it's obviously sped up.
Yeah.
It's not really sped up, but you're seeing it magnified. But they'll move around your hand and stuff like that. So that's why you shouldn't be sharing things like shoes and gloves when you're at the gym and stuff like that.
You cross bacteria, Aiden.
It was it's glove dogs, what they had. Have you heard of those? They're like nunchucks that holds the gloves together, but it helps with the smell.
Right. Yeah, listen, someone says smoking your feet in apple cider vinegar. I mean, listen, I don't need to do that because I've brought myself into a balance where it's just – I'm not saying I don't have funk. It's just not so crazy when I do because, first of all, I hydrate a lot. I'm going to tell you, that's one of the biggest things, drinking water.
Right.
Hydrate.
Stay extremely hydrated. That's going to help you out, right? Mm-hmm. And then your balance shouldn't be – your diet shouldn't be too crazy with you know – I don't want to say bad foods or good foods. That creates like disordered eating, but
processed foods,
everything's kind of when you cook food, it becomes processed.
Yeah.
So I think those are trigger terms, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I understand what most people say by processed foods is prepackaged
chips,
stuff that's kind of, you know, with
sisters say bowling shoes too.
Oh yeah, bowling shoes. Yeah, they have a spray that they put in them and stuff like that when you rent the bowling shoes. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A good idea if you're really extra might be to kind of bring different socks and then make sure them socks get washed before you put those socks into your
rotation.
When you do the bowling shoes thing and stuff like
that.
Or roller skates, right? Gorilla.
Is this the one you got?
I've never seen that one. No, I do the pre-workout for before the gym, and then I got the one for the focus. All right, so now that was about deodorizing the shoes, right? I spoke about good socks. We spoke about clothing that fits, all right? We spoke about clothing that fits and how important it is because of how it makes you look, right?
Hey, D.
Yeah.
I think Soldier Michael has something up here he wanted to show about the bacteria.
Oh, yeah, you can show it. Oh, yeah, bacteria under a microscope. Just so you see it moves. Look.
Yeah, no, I'm cool on that.
So they can move along your skin. They move along your body and stuff like that, right? Right. And that's not even, like, if you look at oral bacteria, that's the one that's moving all over the place. It's crazy.
Right.
Right? Make you think twice about,
yeah, you know, backdoor marriage you're thinking about right
you,
now.
Yeah, you over there kissing somebody.
That backdoor marriage you're thinking about right now.
Dang.
Yep. Right. Okay, you could get that off. That's the bacteria that they showed on there. Yeah, he's shopping over here for some things. Let's go back. Let's play Kevin from the beginning because I want to talk about the clothing, and then I want to make a point.
Men who wear clothes that are pressed get better results than men who wear clothes that are not pressed.
Stop.
Or wrinkled.
So there's another thing. Now, look, my wife probably thinking I'm a hypocrite because sometimes, like, she be ironing my fringes.
Oh, wow. That's...
Yeah. Huh. Sometimes
they get the little frazzled out. That's true.
Sometimes.
I might not seem like your typical guy, but I do have typical guy tendencies. And sometimes I ain't got no time for that. Right. I ain't trying to iron no fringes. Right, yeah. If the shirt look okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to tell you, some pressed fringes look very different, all right?
Yeah.
Especially depending on the type of fringe that you like to use.
Okay.
Right? See, that's why I love the suede fringes because those really don't need ironing. They're low maintenance to me. Mm-hmm. Bullion can get all funny once you start washing them and stuff. Yeah. And I like short brush, like half-inch brush fringe. Not because I got no fear of fringes and stuff like that. It's just
easier to maintain.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I like their appearance because sometimes the fringes be all wild, bro.
Right.
You
know? Why sometimes you got to iron.
I love brushes. Do hit different though,
right? Yeah, the little, but they gotta be half inch. I think any more than half inch, they kind of they can get a little crazy too. They kind of flare out, right?
Yeah.
And then those kind of need pressing back down. But a lot of people love the bullion, right? And it's a nice look,
clean,
but they get all crazy when you wash them.
Yeah.
So yeah, my wife's big on doing that. She's like, oh, iron that or whatever. Now some shirts, see, this goes back to knowing some stuff. When you have poplin shirts, they actually are supposed to look a little puckered, right?
Mm.
So that's it's not supposed to be a smooth press on the shirt, right?
Mm.
So you'll think that it's not ironed and be like, no, that's the style of the shirt, right?
Right.
So there's different, you know, you have knit, you have raglan, you have poplin, there's different material. Some shirts are poplin and they're designed to have a little kind of textured look to it.
Mm.
It's not wrinkled. You're just so used to like a plain shirt that you press flat and you think that that's how it's supposed to be. Not always the case, right?
Okay.
Like I have a couple like that. They're not supposed to look perfectly pressed.
Right.
That's kind of like the style of it and stuff like that. Creases in pants aren't always appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Not always.
It depends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Creases are really designed for pleated pants. Mm-hmm. When you have flat front pants and you put creases, just kind of looks dumb, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, how you fold them or how you hang them, it's different too, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know some people like to put creases in their jeans, but creases are really made for pleats.
Right.
You know, the pleats on the front of the pants.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to pleat flat front plain pants.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to. And guess what? You don't fold them. Right? Things that have pleats, you fold in,
mm-hmm.
or that you want to crease, right? You fold, meaning you take the two sides, you fold it in, right? And then you line it up
line
so
it
that
up,
it maintains a crease,
yep,
right?
Exactly.
And then pants that are flat front, you actually just, you close them, button and zip, and then fold them in on each other.
Right,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So that you're not getting anything funky in there, all right? So there's different things. Look, right.
Yeah,
so,
you got to fold them with the crease.
Right. Hey, and let me tell you, man, especially depending on where you go, they got some places, stores, I know when you do the pants, they got the permanent creases where they'll stitch it in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you don't
want to
make the crease, they'll stitch
some brothers doing that with their
some brothers got it here for a
cargo
pants.